But yeah, welcome here to the Sandpoint Stadium. We're about to kick off the first of three games between the Unalaska Raiders and the Sandpoint Eagles. About ready for the tip-off. We got Joel Router versus number 55 for the Dandruff Trinidad. The tip-off was won by the Eagles. We got an early three-point shot by Alex Gilbert. Does not make it in. Rebound by Dandruff Trinidad. He gives it to number 11, Carpintero. Oh, but he loses it to Matthew Bravo. Matthew ends up with the ball. He's got a breakaway. Goes up for a layup, and he's fouled on the way up there for that layup. So he will go to the line for two. Exciting already. This is going to be a quick action game. You can tell already that the Eagles want this win bad, especially after that disappointing loss.
Oh, such a heartbreaker. Such a heartbreaker. Matthew's got the ball, takes the poise, makes a shot. Nothing but the net that rolls in. We got points on the board. But, folks, I'm looking down here. Lots of room in the stands. The Eaglets are out doing the cheer. Matthew's got the ball. He's up. Again, nothing but net. We now have a score of 2-0. We do have the Unalaska Raiders who are in the dark blue and gold jerseys. They are anchored with their captain, who is Dandruff Trinidad. He is a lone senior on that team. So it's kind of similar to the Sandpoint Eagles.
Yeah.
We've got one senior and a lot of underclassmen, and so do the Unalaska Raiders.
All right, Carpintero's got the ball. The Eagles are putting some heavy half-court press on the Raiders. We're going to have a traveling right there. Number 51 tried to make a move. That was Ross Enloe. He moved a little too fast, though. And so that's going to be a traveling call. Turnover for to the Eagles.
For those of you listening out there, the Unalaska Raiders do have two Enloes, their brothers, Ben and Ross, and they're both freshmen, so they get a lot of playing time.
Matt Maynard with a shot. That one does not go in. Rebound for the Raiders. Carpintero's got the ball. He's bringing it over the half-court line, but he's met by Maynard. And he's got two Eagles under high pressure, but number 33 has the ball now. For number 21, who puts up a shot, does not make it. That's a tip-off that went off the hands of, I believe, Joel Router. And a turnover. The Raiders got the rebound by that one, and there was almost a steal by Maynard, but it gets knocked out of bounds. Throw-in for the Raiders. Number 33, Brian Earnshaw, will throw it into Carpintero. Carpintero's got the ball. He passes it back to number 21, Michael Remolino. Three-point shot taken by Carpintero does not go in. Rebound by Evan. Whoa. And 20-second timeout right there called by the Eagles.
Yeah, it's a nice moving game out there so far. You know, with a lot of underclassmen on both sides, they're working hard to set it up. They've got a lot of skill, though. You know, the Eagles have, like you said, they definitely had a close game on the last one, and a lot of guys are playing hard, but they're playing control. They're not just throwing shots up randomly at the ball, at the basket. So it's coming along well. It's nice to see the Unalaska Raiders. They had a nice flight in, so they had to fly this afternoon, so they're going to be a little bit rusty.
I know.
So.
Good weather for it, though.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a good weekend for weather, so I hope you folks down in Unalaska Dutch Harbor are following along on the game. If we mispronounce a name, don't forget to hit us up at KSDP on Facebook.
And yell at us.
Yeah, yell at
lovingly,
me kindly.
Please.
I am the silent voice of KSDP.
All right, and we'll have pictures up. We got Big Wave Dave here taking the photograph today. Throw in right now goes to Matthew Bravo for the Eagles. He takes it across the half-court line, shakes his defender, puts up a jumper, and, oh, misses it, but rebound by Evan. Evan puts up a shot, draws a foul, and it goes in. He'll go to the line to try and make this a three-point play.
Nice to see the guys in the warm-up, and Evan's there following it through. Getting under the basket. Evan likes to work hard underneath that deep post like that, and nice to see him working hard at just taking it to the rim.
Yep. Great rebound by Evan. He is stepping up a bit more this game so far than he did in the last. He misses his one and only free throw, and that's rebounded by Trinidad. Trinidad gets it over to Carpintero, and Carpintero brings it back to the top of the three-point line, but he is being heavily guarded. He runs into four defenders, puts up a nice floating layup, though. First points right there for the Raiders. Nice play.
Nice play. Now, you can't see that Carpintero doesn't have a lot of height on him, but he did great at moving through all the Eagle defenders and then getting very high in the air and put a great arc loop in there. Just a nice thing of beauty there.
All right, Matthew Brawley's got the ball for the Raiders, for the Eagles. He puts it into Evans. Evans Wilson puts up a beautiful hook shot in the middle of the key. That was a great pass and a great shot by Evans.
Absolutely. If Evan had another foot and a half of height and had played college, they might call him Shaquille Evans.
All right, 33 has it for the Raiders. He gets it to Carpintero. Way downtown, three-point shot. Doesn't go in. Rebounded. Goes off the hands of number 51, Enloe. And Matthew Bravo gets the ball for the Eagles. He drives it down to their side, brings it back to Evan, and Evan's going to have a little bit of a trouble there moving his feet. He had two defenders all around him and trying to make his way to the basket, and so we'll have a traveling call. Turnover to the Raiders.
Turnover to the Raiders. Second number 51 is going to bring it in there. Ross Enlow.
Carpintero's got the ball now.
That's it.
That's number 21 who gets it to number 45, Ben Enlow. He's down the baseline.
He lost it on the sideline there, right along the baseline. Looks like we got a jump ball.
Foul called. I think number 45, Ben Enlow, as there was a scuffle for the ball. A little bit too much shoving going on there. So the Raiders will have it. Oh, not the Raiders, the Eagles. I am sorry. I keep saying that. The Raiders for the Eagles. The Eagles will take the ball, and Joel and Router will throw it into Matthew Bravo.
Score is 6-2 in favor of the Eagles. So we're working hard here. The boys are doing a nice job on playing the ball.
And there's a turnover. That went right through the legs of Alex Gilbert.
That was a nice bounce pass, but Alex stepped 1 foot too close and went right in between his legs. Looks like we're going to have a substitution coming in here in a minute.
All right, Carpintero's got the ball. He passes number 21, Remolino. He gets back to Carpintero on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Number 33 has it. Now back to Remolino. 45 gets it, or 51 gets it. That's Enlow, and he tries to drive down the key for a nice move, but he just takes one too many steps before he starts dribbling. Traveling call. Turnover for the Eagles.
Absolutely. Really impressed with the Unalaska Raiders, though, for being a young team on the floor with only one senior.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of great ball handling. They're really moving that ball. Lots of clean passes going on out there, and they're really doing a good job with that.
But you got to give it to the Eagles. They themselves are looking much better in the last two games than they had before. Lots of great passing. They're running their plays well. Maynard's got the ball. He gets to Matthew Bravo, who puts up a three-point shot all around the rim, does not make it in. Rebound by number 51, Ross Enlow. Oh, and we have a double dribble there as Carpintero was trying to pass the ball and had to hesitate there just for too many seconds, and double dribble will be calling him. Similar thing happened to the Eagles two games ago where they had a lot of turnovers being made for traveling, double dribbles, you know, those little technical fouls or turnovers.
Yeah, it's just those little ball handling skills that can really wrap you up and render you not as effective as your... Oh, great move by Matthew to Maynard. Maynard off-balance shot.
Oh!
Puts up a great off-balance shot, and it drops in for another two-point. We're at 8-2 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Just 4 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Again, plenty of seats down here, ladies and gentlemen, so make your way over. All right, number 21 puts a three-point shot, and that does not make it in. I think we're going to have a foul. Matthew ran over there and tried to hit the ball and just hit the hand. So number 21, that's Reynolds, I believe... Remolino is going to go to the line for three attempts. You don't want to see that foul on a three-point shot like that.
No, you really don't, and especially by one of your top players there. Here comes the noise in the sand. So
Remolino puts it up and doesn't make the first attempt.
Just a little bit too hard there, kind of off the back rim and bounced around. Almost went in, but not quite. Remolino's got the ball. He's got control of it. He's feeling it. He's bent, he's up. Great arc to it, but just this time off the front. So he made an adjustment, but he's got one more shot coming in. So let's see if he can get one more point up on the board there. He's got it one more time at the field. He's up. Little quick on the fire, but he gets his own rebound and passes it back. He's got the ball, and he's working off the top of the key. He's back over there, number 33, Brian Earnshaw. Brian's got it. He's working the top. He's got him stopped. Oh, little tip up in the air by Maynard, but it goes back to the hands of the Raiders. Great hustle there.
Little double dribble there.
It's so hard when these guys are doing that breakaway to try to get the, you know, you can just sense their desire to get to the basket. They finally got a good break there, and they had a clear lane, and it's
tight defense being played, too, by the Eagles really makes it hard to, you know, respond quickly. Maynard's got the ball. He drives down the baseline. I think we're going to have a travel there, as he went for that layup. It was one too many steps himself, so traveling being called. Raiders have the ball. Number 33 will take it up this time, Brian Earnshaw. Earnshaw, tried to pass it to number 31, but it gets tipped off the hands of Matthew Bravo and out of bounds.
We got a substitution coming in. Maynard's going to sit down for a minute for Sandpoint, and Alex Gilbert is coming in.
Good to see the coach working the bench again.
Yeah, it's really effective. Had a nice time chatting with the boys throughout the week between games here and letting them know that it's been good. Nice ball handling go, a little tip in the air, but still picked up by... Ross Enlow. Ross Enlow's got it. He pitches
nice
out to number
pass.
31. 31, let's see. I'm going to get my numbers here. Oh, Kevin Schomer's on the floor, but looks like we got a change in direction here. I think we must have had a traveling call.
Yep, that's a traveling call. Number 45, though, that was Ben Enlow. Had a beautiful fake pass. He looked like he was going up for a shot after he drove the baseline, got it out there to number 21, but that's when the traveling happened, was for 21, but that was a beautiful pass by Enlow. All right, Jeremiah puts up a shot, goes off the back of the rim, doesn't make it in, but Alex Gilbert's there for the rebound. He gets it back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah doesn't make it that time, but that one is Edwin makes a rebound, but it goes on the ground, and Jeremiah fights for the ball with number 33. I think that's a jump ball there. Yeah, jump ball there. Number 33 got it, though, right when the whistle blew, and he was off like a jet.
He was off, and of course, the possession this time goes back to the Raiders. Of course, for those of you who can't see the floor, there are two redheaded young men. Both of the Enloe brothers are out there, so if you get us finding that we're a little confused on numbers and names, it's because both Ross and Ben Enloe are out there,
and
they're doing
like
a fine job.
Ooh. Yep, that was driving the baseline, number 45. Ben Enloe put up a layup, and then Dylan Router gave a little bit too much movement as he tried to block the move that Ben made. So that's going to be an attempt for a three-point play here by him. All right, he goes for the free throw. Oh, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Evan Wilson. Almost made it, though. That went all around the rim. Matthew Brower's got the ball, and he drives it down fast. Puts up a jump shot. Oh, just off the back of the rim. There's a fight for the rebound. It ends up in the hands of number 45, Ben Enloe, who drives it down, makes the layup. Beautiful play by Ben Enloe.
And just that pass, ladies and gentlemen, we're at 8-6 in favor of the Eagles, but the Raiders are coming back. They made a real game of it. We're down to 2 points. We've got about 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
Three-point shot by number 22. I believe that's Edwin Gunnarsson. Doesn't make it in. Oh, Joel Router goes flying through the door for the gym to make that, to try to save that ball. That was a beautiful attempt. He's got that massive wingspan to try to get the ball like that.
He really does. Now, that was kind of comical. He had his hands out there, but he had to duck and roll underneath the overhead of the door there just so he didn't break up his ball there. But in any case, the Raiders have the ball, and they're bringing it back up the court.
They're trying to move quickly now to break past the half-court press. So they're giving the ball to number 33, Earnshaw. Earnshaw has the ball now. He moves. Oh, trying to make a behind-the-head pass to number 21, who gets over to number, 31.
Nice move by Ben Enloe there. He just kind of stood down there in that right-hand post position, and finally they got the ball around to him, and they got it in.
And we're tied. But there's a three-point shot by Jeremiah Wilson. 3 points on the board for the Eagles, making the score now 11-8 with just 1 minute, 35 seconds left to go. The Raiders are moving fast, though. Ooh, that was number 33, I believe, who just drove down into the lane really quickly and ran into a few Eagles, able to draw the foul on that drive. Man, he moves quick.
Well, he does. Well, all these guys are fast-moving. They're good ball handlers for being underclassmen. And they're working hard. We go back to 31. He goes in and out and comes back down in the hands of Joel Inrouter. And we're going for a jump ball. This time, I think possession's going back to the Eagles.
Yep. And Joel In throws it into Matthew Bravo. Almost 1 minute left to go here. Matthew calls out the play. He's trying to move to shake his defender. Brings it down the lane. Finds Evan Wilson, who runs again in trouble. Puts up a hook shot. Doesn't quite make it in. Joel In fights for the rebound, but it ends up in the hands of Ben Enloe. I believe Ben Enloe. Yeah, Ben gets the ball now again. He tries to drive down the lane, but he loses the ball. And as he lost the ball, it went to almost his brother. And as he fought for the ball, Maynard had possession. So that's going to be a foul on the Raiders as they tried to get the ball out of Maynard's hand and got a little too rough. So Matthew brings it down now. He's met by number 33, Earnshaw. Matthew passes Jeremiah, gets Maynard. Maynard breaks down, puts a jump shot up, doesn't quite make it in, fight for the rebound. And that goes off the hands of Jeremiah Wilson. So with 35 seconds left to go, the Raiders will have one more chance to try to tie this game up or at least get within 1 point before the end of the first quarter.
Yep, we got another substitution for the Eagles. We got Brett Stokes on the floor and giving Evans a little breather there.
Oh. Yep. Foul on Maynard. Earnshaw just got some quick legs on him, and as he was breaking past the half-court line, got bumped by Maynard, and so that will be a foul on the Eagles. Throw in for the Raiders. 21 throws into 33. Earnshaw with the ball takes it past the half court line. They've got 30 seconds to make a play. All right, number 51's got the ball, and as he tried to drive down the lane, he
did a spin move, and he didn't quite get that foot lifted up, and I think it just basically did the corkscrew into the deck, and he was hoping for a foul there, but he really had his feet tangled up there. But good job. Nice poke away by Earnshaw there. He's got some quick hands as well as legs. And
we have a fight for the ball on the ground there.
There's a real wrestling back down there. We got a nice pitch off to Joel In. He gets it off the backboard. He puts it out to Matthew. Matthew has the ball in traffic.
Oh.
Goes up, and he catches Mr. Ross Enloe.
Man.
He's going to get a foul on the way to the basket there. But, boy, there was a lot of excitement down there. That first tussle between Matthew and Brian Earnshaw were just great hands and feet. The ball rolled around, just kind of stayed in the pocket. Yep. Didn't go out of bounds. And great, but Matthew's got the ball. He's up, and he drops in another great foul shot there. Nice and smooth. He's just got such a nice flat trajectory. Really nice to see Matthew settle down tonight. He's up again. Off the back rim, get the bump.
Oh, and traveling right there as Brett Stokes went for the rebound, and he traveled, but right when he did that, that would be the end of the first quarter. And, man, great quarter there. Score 12-8, four fouls for each team. So very evenly matched here in a lot of ways. Age, maturity, you know, the Eagles got off to a great start in the beginning, and the Raiders were able to bring it back to tie the game at 8-8. I'm sensing a bit of a rivalry, though, between Earnshaw and Matthew Bravo. Those guys are both quick, both passionate, and you can see that they are going to be on each other throughout these three games.
Absolutely, and folks, that's a good reminder there. There are three games. There's two tonight, one tonight, one tomorrow night, and then another one Saturday morning. So, you know, you folks that aren't working, good time to come down and see it, because you're definitely going to see some change. I've been impressed with the Unalaska Raiders for a young team. They definitely responded pretty quick. You know, sometimes you get to think that, well, the boys haven't seen me play, so I'm going to be pretty good. But I think, you know, Matthew, as good a ball handler as he is, he's getting a little workout from that young freshman, yep, Brian Earnshaw. So there's some good ball handling skills on that Unalaska Raiders team, and they're really fun to watch.
They are.
Nice, cohesive unit. Very different than King Cole,
yep,
being young, but they've got a lot of spunk, and they're working really hard out there following their coach's direction.
Caverino's back in for the Carpintero, I think is his name. All right, Matthew Bravo had the ball, and he was moving around, and we're going to have a turnover there. Not sure exactly what that was. Okay, that was a pushing call on number, I think, 00.
So yeah, way from the ball, but get a little too more aggressive there for Brett. But I can understand that. You get everybody moving back and forth, and especially when you're giving up a lot of size, they don't move and stop as quick as you do. But he almost got a hand on that.
Oh!
Jolynn snapped it away. Matthew's got the ball coming in. Nice reject by Jolynn Router. Matthew's got the ball. He's working up the right side.
Oh,
little
my
under
goodness. Oh, that was an amazing layup by Matthew Bravo.
Amazing. I think I would call that the upside-down candy cane.
Yeah.
He made that low J-hook and went right up over the top.
Did I see a backflip in there somewhere?
I think so.
And
nice poke out by Maynard. That one thing I have noticed about the Unalaska Raiders, they're not real high, so they kind of try to reach out to make their passes, slows them down, and Maynard's going to get his eye on those all the time.
Yeah, Maynard's got a lot of energy in himself, and, all right, Earnshaw's got the ball now. He gets a great pass and receives the ball back again. Finds number 45, Ben Enloe, on the baseline, who puts up a beautiful two-point shot.
And, you know, that's the third one I've seen Ben make from that corner
right there,
and I think both Ben and Ross have that corner dialed in. So if you leave them unguarded and don't challenge them a little bit, they're going to just eat your lunch.
Matthew Bravo takes a jump shot from the free throw line. That one goes in. He's able to do a nice spin around from his defender and shake him. Earnshaw's got the ball now for the Raiders. Of course, he's going to move fast. He gets it to Ben Enloe. Enloe drives down the key, takes it to Cappuccino on the outside, puts up a jump shot for 2 points, doesn't quite make it in, but rebounded by Trinidad. He's got two defenders, so he dishes it out to Enloe. Enloe finds Earnshaw on the top of the three-point perimeter, who gets it to Cappuccino. Cappuccino got two defenders around him, so he gets it down to Ben. Ben on the baseline tries to pass it out, almost sends it back to the side of the Eagles, but number 21 is able to save it. Earnshaw's got the ball. He finds Ben Enloe. Enloe gets it over to number 21, who takes a jump shot from the left-hand side for 2 points. Great shot by Remolino.
Great ball handling there all the way around. Using all the players there. No one back and forth. Rebound there.
Rebound, number 21. He finds Cappuccino, who loses it, but he finds Ben Enloe. Finds Cappuccino again on the right-hand side of three-point line, who gets it over to Earnshaw. That was great ball handling, the best ball handling so far that we've seen from the Raiders tonight.
Yep, and really nice to see these guys doing a lot of good look-away passes.
Dude, yeah.
They'd be driving for the basket, and we got a nice put up in the air, nice three-point effort there by number 11.
Number 21 puts up the shot after he got the rebound, and he goes back for the rebound. I think there's going to be a little over-the-top action as he went for the ball there. Yep, a little too aggressive on the rebound, but, man, lots of speed. And I think we're starting to see the Raiders pick up their game here, to be honest.
Absolutely. You know, it's still a pretty tight game. It's 6-2 in favor of the Eagles. We got a little over 5 minutes left in the second period here. Matthew's bringing the ball up, and you see him playing a nice, good kind of a spread-out zone there for the Raiders. They're do a little man-to-man and switch up. They're just working hard down there. Matthew's in trouble, pitches it off to Edwin Gunderson, who drives to the basket, puts it up off the rim, doesn't quite get it. Alex had the rebound, and on the way down, it slips out of bounds and side out, going back over to the Raiders.
All right.
Here they come.
Earnshaw's got the ball for the Raiders. He passes over to Capitino. Capitino tries to get past Alex Gilbert, succeeds, and passes it back to Earnshaw. Earnshaw tried to do a baseline pass to Ben Enloe, and Edwin Gunderson was right there to knock it out of bounds. But that'll be a throw-in for the Raiders underneath their own basket. We're seeing much better control from the Raiders this quarter.
Absolutely. Though I don't know that I'd recommend a bounce pass on the baseline. It's too easy to go away, but at least when it goes away, it's the other team putting it out. But
yep. He knew what he was doing, it looked like there.
Yeah,
that
he
was...
absolutely knew that he had an open shot at that. Balls back into the Raiders.
Earnshaw
back over
there. Three.
Oh, off the back rim. Back to Danrick. Danrick puts up a nice little jumper off the left-hand side, and we're at 16-14.
Nice rebound.
Nice job by Danrick Trinidad to pick up the rebound and then put it back up for two. Matthew's got the ball. He puts it down. A nice little floater in the air. Now, that I think I'd call the stairway.
That was nice.
Yeah, he was in mid-stroke doing that. Well, if you've ever been down into the pool, that's called a Captain Morgan. We've had a little
Matthew
floppy
Bravo
ball
with
handling.
A steal. He drives down the lane again, has two defenders on him, and they're able just to hit the ball down as he went for the layup. He tried to split the defense again like he did last time, and this time they're able to slap the ball down. Edwin Gunderson with the ball. He put a shot up underneath the basket, and he gets 2 points. The score now 20-14.
All right. Well, they're going to slow down here as the Raiders come up. He gets over the right side at number 11 there, Junior Capitino or Carpintero.
Carpintero
puts it back up. Somebody's missed it there. Number 11's got it back again. Carpintero, he puts up an effort for a three-point, doesn't get a rebound, comes back.
Number 21 got the rebound. He gets it back to Capitino. Capitino pulls back and gets 21, who puts himself up a jump shot from 2 points. That one doesn't go in. Rebound by Evan Wilson.
Here comes Matthew. We're down to 4 minutes left in this half. First half is coming along.
Oh, poked away. Matthew lost the ball to number 21.
Easy layup coming up right here. And 21.
Michael Romolino.
Romolino gets two easy points on the board, making the score 20-16 with just under 4 minutes to go in the first half.
Don't forget that's 2 points off a steal. So, yeah, Matthew was looking ahead, trying to get the ball moving, and took his concentration off. And Michael just had a little poke away. And since he had the momentum going, it's easy for him to recover. And Matthew had to get his wheels back going up there. So here we are. Got a little timeout on the floor with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in this half. Coaches are working hard on their players. You know, it is really evenly matched. Both teams have five fouls, so they got a couple more fouls to give away before they get in foul trouble here. They give the extra bucket. But it's what a game. It's been really, I mean, folks, it's a four-point spread is all. That's two quick buckets on one side, so
on. You know what's been interesting that I've noticed about the Raiders' defense? Have you noticed how, like, the defenders trade around a lot? They're playing a man-to-man from the half-court line, and they trade defenders a whole lot. And you know what I've noticed is that makes it hard. You know, you get used to the guy defending you, but when it changes all the time, it's hard to know what they're going to do. So that's been a really good key for the Raider defense.
Yeah, they're not playing a real zone. They're playing more man-to-man. I call it like a rolling man option. So they just keep working a position, and when the guy gets it, all right, we've got the balls back in play, and Edwin.
Hook shot by Edwin Wilson.
Evans Wilson puts up a nice hook shot. He's getting a little more comfortable out there on the floor, having fun with the game, and we're at 22-16.
Oh, and 33, Earnshaw's got the – oh, 31 has the ball. He put a nice little floating layup in there, and that does not make it in. There's a rebound by Edwin Gunderson, and as Edwin got went for the rebound, there was a foul by one of the Raiders, so – there will be a throw-in for Edwin Gunderson in their own territory. He gets Matthew Bravo, who gets it to Alex Gilbert. Alex Gilbert takes it down towards the baseline, dishes it back to Edwin.
Traveling.
Yep, Edwin tried to drive in towards the lane, and he gets a traveling call.
One of the big differences I can see here, for example, between the Raiders and the King Cove T-Jacks there is the T-Jacks put in a lot of pressure right as the ball is being thrown in, and the Raiders haven't done that yet. Well, they got a
turnover off the foot of Earnshaw as he was trying to break split his defense, and Matthew Bravo picks that one up and puts it in for a layup.
Yeah, you couldn't call that a steal. That was a giveaway.
Yep. Number 5 has the ball now, the first time we've seen him with some action, Josh Fernandez. But we have another turnover, but as the pass from that turnover was going towards Matthew Bravo, went too far ahead, and number 31, Schromer was able to pick it back up. Oh, another turnover. Alex Gilbert got that one as there was a pass that was wide open for Alex to steal, and he gets a nice little layup. And the Eagles are running away with this one. The score is now 26-16. The momentum is definitely shifting. But, oh, there's Dan Rick with Trinidad. Puts up a layup. Doesn't quite make it in. But rebound, number 5, that's Fernandez. And as he was trying to pass it out, there was a whistle. We got three substitutions coming in now. Earnshaw's coming out, Danrich's coming out, and...
Well, we better get one more. Looks like we got six on the floor.
Yep, we got six on the floor right now. I wonder if they're going to realize this. Someone missed their assignment as, number 31. Oh, so we have a personal foul being... Not personal. In football, that would be a personal foul. I don't know what you would call that in basketball when the referee slaps their arm like that. All right, but that was on the Eagles either way. So number 11's got the ball now for the Raiders. He's trying to get past Jeremiah Wilson. Capertino's got the ball now. Finds Enloe on the baseline, puts up a shot. That goes over the basket and right into the hands of Edwin Gunnarsson. But Matthew Bravo makes a cross-the-court pass to Jeremiah Wilson. It goes off his hands, but hits Capertino on the way out of bounds. So that's going to be a throw-in for the Eagles.
Down to 2 minutes left. Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, nice throw in, a three-point effort by Alex. Didn't quite get it, but Edwin Gunnarsson gets the rebound, puts it up, doesn't get it, goes back to number 45, Ben Enloe. It's coming up quickly.
Oh, and we got a blocking charge there, but I don't know. It didn't look like Jeremiah really touched him as it was a 21 who was trying to drive past Jeremiah Wilson as he drove past. Jeremiah gave a nice big bounce, and it kind of, was supposed to scare him, and the referee's going to call that a blocking. Maybe there was a little bit more contact that we couldn't see from up here.
It might have been, you'd think, with Jeremiah, if he did some blocking on these guys, that they'd
be bouncing.
You would notice.
So the first
Nice there by Michael Romolino. He's got a nice free throw. It's up and in. We're at 26-17. He's got another shot coming to him, so Michael's got the ball. He's got a handle on it. He's relaxed. Got the feel. Real quick release. He gets that ball, and there's
That's an interesting shot that he's got.
Yeah, he's got just, when it comes up, it's just boom, boom, gone. But nice, it goes through, and we're 26-18. Put up, Evans got the ball. He's got the rebound, and he pitches it back out to Matthew. Matthew works over the right side, pitches over to Alex Gilbert from the two-point side. He puts it up off the back rim. It comes down. Picked up by the Raiders, and here they go.
Remolino puts up a layup, and that doesn't go in. Matthew Bravo there with the rebound. He has a couple defenders, so he changes direction, goes to the other side, and as he passes in, Jeremiah Wilson gets swatted out by one of the Enloe brothers. Capertino with the ball. He puts up a jump shot. He had two defenders around him, and as he put up that jump shot, there was a bit too much contact there. Coach Poge was looking for a traveling on that one, but they're going to go ahead and call that too much hand.
Too much body deflection. All right, so we've got number 11, Junior Capertino, is on his way. He's got the free throw. He sets these up. Nice, smooth arc. Great delivery right over the front of the rim there, and it pops in for a point. Great free throw shooting there. Very relaxed form. He's out on the floor. He's got the ball, gets the feel of it. Bends those knees, and here we go. Nice, smooth release, and again, right in the
two
top.
2 more points. And the score now is 26-20 with 1 minute and 17 seconds left to go in the first half.
Got a little substitution coming here. Looks like Evan is coming out, and Maynard is back on the floor. Matthew's got the ball. He's bringing it back up. We're down to a minute and 13 seconds left. Maynard passes up to Maynard has the ball.
Big move. Goes to the lane, tries to put up a jump shot from the key, does not make it in. Rebound by the Raiders. Number 11, Capertino, takes it down, dishes it down to Enloe, who goes for a beautiful layup. Great play by the Raiders there.
Yeah, it was Ross Enloe had the ball there. Both Enloes are back on the floor, might add.
All right, Matthew Bravo takes the layup. Passes out to Maynard. Maynard gets to Jeremiah Wilson, who tries to shake his defender, and that's a number 51, Ross Enloe. And as Jeremiah Wilson was trying to go around Enloe, there was a little bit too much action, so we got a blocking call being put on there by number 51, Ross Enloe.
Yeah, if you'd been watching hockey, it was just a good clean hip check. But they don't allow that here, so it looks like we're going to have not a shooting foul. It was away from the ball, so it's just going to be side out because possession goes back again.
Oh, actually, they're not going to call that blocking. They're going to call that, I think, charging.
Yeah, well, that could have been, too.
So either one looked good to me, really. But initially, the call was blocking. All right, number 5's got the ball now for the Raiders. He gets 21, who finds Capertino on the left-hand side, fakes out his defender, puts up a jump shot, doesn't make it in. Dylan Roeder with the rebound. He finds Maynard. Maynard takes a pass half court. He puts on the gas, gets down to the baseline, passes out to Alex Gilbert. Gilbert puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Ben Enloe. Enloe finds number 21, who passes over number 5. 5 puts up the shot. That is Fernandez. Rebound by Danrich. Danrich puts up a shot, and that doesn't go in either. Rebound by Jeremiah Wilson.
Great hustle down there. The ball's moving back and forth. Matthew Bravo got it all. Runs all the way past the baseline.
That was like a 360 runaround.
I was going, holy cow, just put the ball up. But
He got tagged as he's going by the baseline, so he's going to, looks like he's going to get a chance to go to the free throw line.
With 1 second left to go in the second half, literally 1 second. He was literally doing almost a complete circle around the perimeter. He went through the baseline all the way around and was making his way back up. He's got some good ball control. First shot, and it goes in. Score now again, 27-22 with 1 second left to go in the first half. Matthew Bravo will have one more attempt for a free throw, and it doesn't make it in, but we're going to have the end of the play right there. All right, first half is over. The score is 27-22. Close game here, but what a great matchup between these two teams.
Absolutely. Lots of good hustle out there. The youngness of either team isn't hurting either one. Nice to see how much poise there is on the Unalaska Raiders. It's the first time that we've seen them this year. Yeah. But those young men, there are a lot of freshmen and sophomores on that team, and they're working hard out there. Great ball handling skills. I tell you, they have a little different style in their passing, as taught by their coach, but they're doing a great job. They really work hard as a team unit out there getting that ball around. A little different style over with the Eagles. A lot of good ball handling there, but they're also capable of a lot of good dribble hand-eye coordination. They're moving that ball around and dribbling it along well, and we're seeing a lot of good things there. Nice to see that both teams aren't afraid to take it to the rack.
The thing that I noticed about the Raiders that I really appreciate was that they made the adjustment they needed to make. When they came out, there was just a real domination by the Eagles initially, with the score being 8-2 there in the beginning of the first half. And you saw the Raiders really gain their composure. There was a lot of turnarounds being made on just little technical issues, double dribbles, traveling, things like that. But they really got their ball handling back on track. Their passing has gone through the roof, and they're really back in this game. And, you know, there are differences, but I like this game, too, because in some ways there's a lot of similarities in their ability to handle the ball and their ability to pass as a team. You know, you see both benches getting worked in and out. So that was really exciting to see both these teams compete that way. One thing going in here to the second half, though, especially in the fourth quarter, heavy fouling on both teams. Not as bad as we've seen the Eagles before, but both teams had more than seven fouls. So we'll see how that plays out when certain players start fouling out. We start seeing challenges come to the team.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, with a makeup, now the lone senior on the Raiders, Danrick, you know, he didn't stay on the court all that much time, even though he's a senior and the captain. So we got a lot of good skills coming in there by the younger players, and they're working hard. Interesting also to note that both teams, neither team has left the court tonight. They're both doing a courtside halftime rest. The Eagles are already back on the floor doing a little relaxing shooting around and just kind of keeping themselves poised but not getting out of shape or bend up with running out of energy. But it's going to be a pretty fast game. And the boys are working really hard out here.
Do you think that tells you that Coach Poach for the Eagles was happy with the performance that his team put out there today? The fact that they're already back on the court shooting around, didn't spend a lot of time talking to his team, just letting them get back out there to keep themselves warm. Do you think if you were coaching the Eagles right now that you were happy with how that went down?
Well, definitely pleased with a lot of good effort. My concern would be that as the boys are ahead, that's an unusual position for them to be ahead. They're ahead at halftime by five. It's just not a big lead. It's not like a smoking 20-point lead or something. But my concern would be that the boys coast. I don't think they will. I think they'll stay very aggressive and very competitive. I know everyone on that team has been anxious to get a good win, and especially a win at home. They may not have known a lot about the Unalaska Raiders, but you can certainly see there's been some good appreciation for the team that's on the floor playing against them. They're not taking them lightly, like, who are these guys? Never saw them before, but I think it's going to be a close finish.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this plays out here. I've got a feeling that there's things about the Raiders that we haven't seen yet. You know, they underneath their game, you see a lot of ability, a lot of potential to do things. The thing that's really kept the Eagles going in the lead for the majority of the time, I would say, has been their ability to have a few breakaway points where they scored 6 points back-to-back. You know,
little explosive shots, and it's kind of kept the Raiders off balance. Oh, look, we've got the young lady Eagles are on the floor out there. They've got their blue and gold pom-poms, and looks like they're getting ready. Uh-oh. Who's that guy that we got over there from Korea? We got the...
Sai or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
a little Gundam style.
Gundam style. Little Gundam style dance going on here, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought we were done with that song.
I don't know. I kind of liked it in the in the Super Bowl with the pistachio nuts. I thought it was the most appropriate dance for a pistachio nut. But, we got a nice pyramid going by the Lady Eaglets there, up in the air, and down they come. Great spotting going on.
And that was an improvement from the last time that these young cheerleaders went out there and did that. I can't remember. I used to cheerlead in high school. I know my wife's going to kill me for saying that over the radio, but one year me and a bunch of my friends were on the squad, and so I can't remember all the moves, but they're doing a lot better than they with a little bit more practice.
Oh, they definitely have a lot of fun out there, and you can see that the girls are enjoying their opportunity to contribute to the community as well. It's just a lot of fun out here. The Eagles out there trying to soar high.
Lots of seats, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't tell you that there's fresh popcorn, but I'm sure you could find something around out there. I'm sure the student store is open and available for the purchases. Come on down. We've still got lots of seats. Good time. We've got another 5 minutes before this second half gets underway.
And speaking of fresh popcorn, I think we'll send it back to the stations for these last 5 minutes. So if you want to go over back to Porter and Daniel, just a couple more minutes until we have the beginning of the second half.
All right. I'll let you take a quick break. One technical thing, if you could try bringing it up a notch on each one of your microphones, and we'll give that a shot. Just another sliver.
Roger that. Is that better?
All right. Can I hear a word from Pastor Scott?
Yo, talk to me, big dog. Talk to me.
Oh, wonderful. We'll stick with that on out, but I'll let you guys take a break and go back to some music.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much, Virgil.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to take the live feed from the Sandpoint School off the air for just a moment. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. We're at halftime. Unalaska Raiders versus the Sandpoint Eagles. We will return. We'll be having coverage tomorrow as well as Saturday morning. In the meantime, here is Peter, Bjorn, and John with Young Folks. We are back live from Sandpoint School. How are you doing, Austin?
Yep, we are here. Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty on the line here. So we're into the second half now, and the score is 29-25. Not a lot of action since the beginning, but we have one of the Unalaska Raiders at the free throw line here.
We got Ross Enlows at the free throw. He had the ball. He's up. Nice off the back rim, though. A little too hard.
Oh, Alex Gilbert shoots at his own basket.
Oh, Alex Gilbert, he got that rebound, and he's going, I'm going to score. Fortunately, it didn't go in, but after that, we've got a bit
of confusion right now. I was trying to figure out exactly what to do with that. But, yeah, that was interesting. As Alex Gilbert went for the rebound, put up a shot, and it was at his own basket. So, but that's going to be a throw-in. Matthew Bravo laughing as he gets the ball in for the Sandpoint Eagles.
Yeah, they switched ends, and Alex was still thinking the first half and which end he was going to. But we got the ball. Matthew's got it. He's bringing it around the top. He's all working on the right side. He's driving in. He's trying to find a little help. Looks like we might have a little reach-in foul there by number 11, Junior Carpintero.
Yep, and so it'll be a throw-in for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Matt Gilbert's got a shot going up, this time on his own basket, but does not quite make it in. Rebound by number 21. He puts up a big arcing shot into a bunch of people. Matthew Bravo was there for the receiving end of it. He passes it down to Alex Gilbert, who had a great layup, but just couldn't quite make it in. That was a great pass by Matthew Bravo and a really good move by Alex. Just wasn't able to find its way to the basket.
Yep, the Raiders have the ball back down the floor here. Looks like we had a little reach-in foul. Got a little couple substitutions coming in, so it looks like Alex is going out, and Edwin is coming in for the Eagles.
All right, Earnshaw will throw the ball in. He finds Capertino, who drives down the line. Puts up a nice little floating layup, 2 points for the Raiders.
Boy, you just leave him wide open, and he's not afraid to go to the hole.
Yep, Matthew Bravo finds Maynard. Oh, Maynard, he lined himself up for a three-point shot that would have gone in. He took too many steps, so we have a traveling call right there.
He was real concentrated on getting the right distance. He got that. He just needed one more bounce.
Yep. All right, so throw in now for the Raiders. Capertino's got the ball, and he drives past his two defenders, gets into the lane, finds Enlow, Ross Enlow, underneath the basket for a great, powerful 2 points on the board. The score is now tied 29-29 with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Matthew's got it. He's working over the right side. He takes it up and he gets the 2 point and fouled in the process. So we're going to have another
chance at a three-point line there, but Matthew just took the ball and dribbled hard around the right edge there of the key and brought it into the basket, made a great little layup, fouled in the process. So are you going to say, you know, the Eagles are going to have to be careful here.
Yeah.
They're kind of getting lackadaisical thinking that these boys only run into the basket, but these guys are running down and then going up for the basket and then dropping off the pass. Matthew takes his shot, puts in the third point. He's got it. We're at 32-29. Here come the Raiders.
Cappertino's got the ball. He shakes past Maynard, but dishes it over to Earnshaw. Earnshaw on the right-hand side finds Ross Enlow, who puts up a shot. That doesn't make it in. Rebound by Edwin Gunderson. He quickly gets it to Matthew Bravo. Matthew Bravo takes a pass to half-court line. Puts up a jump shot from three-point territory. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Tanner Trinidad. Oh, but as he passes it to Ross Enlow, Maynard tried to get his hands on it and tipped it out of bounds, so we got a throw-in for the Raiders. Cappertino gets a throw-in.
Here he comes. Cappuccino's got it. He's got really quick hands and feet. He's a great ball handler, not afraid. Cross-court pass over there from Brian Earnshaw. He pushes out. Maynard gets a hand on it, but quickly goes back to Junior Carpentino.
Carpentero.
Off the rim.
Put up a shot. Rebound by number 31, Schromer. He puts up another shot. Doesn't quite make it in that time, and it's rebound by the Eagles, and Matthew Bravo will take it down the court quickly. Finds Edwin Gunderson. A little bit of a floating and what looked like it was going to be, that was traveling.
Yeah, like you started to say, a little floating. Edwin had kind of slowed up a pace, and when he got the ball, he just forgot to take one more bounce step there. But got another substitution. Maynard is sitting down for a minute. Looks like maybe Jeremiah Johnson has come back on the floor.
Jeremiah Wilson. and Earnshaw's got the ball for the Raiders now. He passes over to Cappertino. Cappertino puts it down the lane. There was a Ross Enlow who was trying to get it and put it up, and there was a little bit of traffic congestion as he went for the ball, and I think it tipped off the hands of Edwin Gunderson, so that will be a throw-in for the Raiders. And a little substitution confusion. And because of that confusion, a timeout is called by Coach Russell. The second time, there's been a little bit of confusion with the substituting for the
Raiders. Yeah,
and I
think that's just the age of the Raiders team there. Just maybe a little lack of experience on the floor. Those freshmen coming back and forth, they haven't had a lot of game time maybe in the pressure like this. But here we are, folks. It's 32-29. Got 3 minutes and 46 seconds left in the third period. And there's still some great basketball being played out here. You know, it's kind of misleading when you take a look at that team and you know, you start looking at the roster like we get to. Not a lot of upperclassmen there, but I tell you, the boys from Unalaska are doing themselves proud and playing hard.
Yep. And we've got just under 4 minutes to go here, and the Eagles come out fast. They almost missed it there. The Raiders almost had a free throw-in because the Eagles took a little bit too long to get back to their side, but they quickly ran up, and as number 31, Schromer, was going to throw it in, it got tipped off the hands of an Eagle. So Schromer throws it in once more. He finds Ross Enlow. Enlow's got the ball. He gets it to Fernandez. Fernandez passes it to Cappertino. Cappertino on the top of the three-point line being tightly guarded by Matthew Bravo. He puts up a jump shot from three-point territory. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Evan Wilson.
You definitely see the outreaching there of the Eagles. A little bit bigger wingspan there. Should be doing them well on the offensive and defensive boards there. But
tight defense right there, played by Cappertino, who almost got it out of the hands of Matthew Bravo. But Matthew gets it back, finds Joel Roeder, who puts up a beautiful two-point shot. Bringing the score to 34-29.
Nice little teardrop move there by Jolin.
Yep. And Fernandez has the ball for the Raiders. He finds Brian Enlow, Ross Enlow, who puts up a jump shot from the baseline. And it doesn't make it in, and in the rebound attempt there will be a foul called on the Raiders. So a throw-in for the Sandpoint Eagles by Joel and Roeder in their own territory. So 3 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Great basketball being played by these two teams. Very well matched. Matthew Bravo calls out the play for his team. Action being moved around by the players. Evan Wilson's got the ball, and he just gets it right back to Matthew. Matthew takes it back to the top of the key and does a little juke-out move, gets it past his defender, passes it backwards to Jeremiah Wilson, who puts a three-point shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Ben Enlow. Enlow gets it to Ross Enlow, who drives it down the lane and puts up a powerful layup for 2 points for the Raiders.
Great passing there by the Raiders.
3 points being taken by Edwin Gunderson, and as it went up, Ross Enlow made a quick move to try to squat it. He almost had the ball, but just barely missed the ball and got the hands of Edwin Gunderson. So Edwin will go to the line for 3 points, for three attempts at free throws.
Absolutely. Edwin's got the ball. He's got a couple bounce steps there. He steps. Nice top shot. Off the front of the
rim.
And finally gets a little teacup roll in there for himself. So the the first one goes down, maybe that'll settle Edwin down, and he'll be able to sync up the next two. So Edwin's got the ball again, gets a little feel. Bends the knees, rolls it on the top there. It just kind of looked like that thing had a little invisible plank that rolled in from about 6 feet out, but nice spin on the ball.
Yep, and Edwin will go for his third attempt. A couple substitutions there. Danrick came out for the, and another player came out for the Raiders. Two new players in.
Edwin got the third shot, just a nice swish roll in, and here we go. We're back. The Raiders coming the other way.
All right, Cappuccino gets it over to Aaronshaw on the right-hand side of the three-point line. He finds Fernandez at the top of the key. Gets it right back to Aaronshaw. Aaronshaw finds Ross Enloe, who gets it onto the left-hand three-point line where Fernandez takes a shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Evan Wilson, and he quickly gets it to Matthew Bravo. Matthew moves quickly into his own territory. Puts up a jump shot. Oh, makes it off the back of the rim. Rebound by Edwin Gunderson, and there's a scuffle, a real play for the ball there as Fernandez tried to strip it out of Edwin's hand, so we've got a jump ball, and possession will go to the Raiders.
Yeah, no worry there from Fernandez. He's given up height and a little bit of a weight there, but he was going to wrestle that ball away from Edwin if he could. So
that's some gumption if I've ever seen, eh?
Yeah.
Earnshaw with the ball. He finds Frost, who puts up a shot, and as the rebound was being done by Edwin Gunderson, there was a swat by, Ben Enloe, yep, and there's a little bit too much swat on that rebound, so the foul will be called. And the Raiders are running into some foul trouble already with 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. They have five fouls on the board. Matthew Bravo's got it. He moves quickly to his own side. Oh, traveling as Edwin put up a fake shot, took a step, and then dribbled. So we'll have a traveling call. Turnover. So small turnovers make a big difference.
Well, they're keeping the Raiders right in the thick of this. You know, it's only a six-point difference, 31-37, in favor of the 10-point Eagles. So here they come. Here come the Raiders. They got the ball. They work around the top of the key. Great pass.
Great passing by Earnshaw, who finds Cappuccino. He moves it on to the inside where Ross Enloe, but there's a steal as Fernandez was given the ball, and Matthew Bravo was able to poke in there and steal it away, and he gets a nice 2 points for the Eagles.
Yeah, he got a fast break on that one, going right down the coast all by himself. Had a nice pull up there. We got Enloe shooting out to the outside there, number 11, Cappuccino.
Ooh, 3 points by Cappuccino.
And
nice.
Just like that,
nice
34-39,
nice
down
shot.
To five-point separation here. Here we go. Over the side to Jolin. Jolin back over to Edwin. Edwin takes a...
Oh, and that was a nice fake shot. Edwin lined up for a three-point shot, and Evan Wilson, it was Edwin, fakes the shot. Goes right to Evan Wilson, but he wasn't looking for it because he thought it was a shot. Takes out his own player pretty well. That was a nice play.
Pretty much did, but it did go off the hands of Evans and out of bounds. And here come the Raiders right back in and out,
nice.
And it drops.
Nice floating little layup there being made, a little like floating jump shot by Cappuccino. So Matthew Bravo, though, brings this ball down quickly. He passes underneath the basket to Evan Wilson, who puts up a hook shot. Doesn't quite make it in. Ross Enloe with a big rebound, and he quickly gets it out to Cappuccino, who drives down fast. Puts up a jump shot from three-point territory. Doesn't quite make it in. Rebound, though, by Remolino. Remolino, yep, and it goes off of his hands. Oh, no, it goes off the hands of Jolin Roeder. So it'll be a throw-in for the Raiders in their territory.
24 seconds left to go. He bounced passes in, and there he goes up. It's off the back rim and picked up by Benlow. Back to...
Where were the Eagles on that rebound? All right, and finally someone with a rebound there. Edwin Gunderson gets it, and there's going to be a foul on the Raiders. Ross Enloe on that one again. Interesting, that's the second time that on the rebounds there's been kind of just a little bit too much shoving when the ball's already in the hands of the Eagles. And that's something that they're going to have to watch out for. Again, that's just a young play, young mistake.
Yeah,
but
a lot of aggression there. Just working hard, trying to get the ball, but forgetting that once the guy has the ball, I got to back up and twist my body way out of the way.
Yeah.
So Maynard's got the ball. He brings it up for the Eagle. Dishes off to Edwin on the outside of the three side, but he goes up, hits the backboard, comes back down, picked up by a fast break by the
Cappuccino.
Raiders. Cappuccino puts it up off the front rim, and there goes time. Third quarter is over with a flurry of activity there, and what a tight game. We're at 39-36 in favor of the 10 points.
Oh, man. So that's the end of the third quarter, and the score, as I believe you said, 39-36, very tight. You know, but I don't know if that was the final foul for Ross Enloe there. He sat down, got a couple high fives.
Yeah, I know that that Ross has had a little more game time out on the floor tonight over his brother Ben, and I think he's picked up an extra foul or two there. But
yeah.
And already on this half, you know, we've got six fouls for the Unalaska Raiders and only two for the Eagles. So they're
that's going to make a difference.
That is going to make a difference. They're going to put them in foul trouble here real soon here as we start the fourth quarter. So Coach is over there. Coach Russell is over there working the boys hard, talking to them, giving them some good pointers on how to work that game. It's still close. You know, this game could break either way. The Eagles really have to stay focused on their defensive skills, getting their hands out there, getting away, making sure that they're not just letting the easy lane open up. And they really got to watch those boys as they're making the passes. They're not always going to the basket. They're oftentimes just setting up the pass to the open guy. So they move that ball around a lot. And, you know, when you move the ball around, you quit watching it. Somebody else gets in.
Yep.
Here we go. We're underway. Looks like number 33 Brian Earnshaw is going to pitch it in, and we're underway.
All right, Cappuccino got to the ball for the throw, and he passes number 21, Remolino, who passes to Earnshaw on the right-hand side of the 3-point. Ball is back in Cappuccino's hands now, though, and he gets a beautiful 3-point shot. Nothing but net, and that ties the game right there at the very beginning of the fourth quarter. This game is not over, ladies and gentlemen. It's just in the thick of things, and we'll see what happens here. Maynard had the ball for the Eagles, and as he drove down the lane, we are going to have a...
Oh, yeah, he lost the ball. A little palming the ball as he kind of slowed down and made a stutter step to go forward. So he mishandled the ball there.
Yep.
Matthew's sitting down, taking a little break. I'm not sure if Matthew's in foul trouble there, but Maynard got the ball.
Oh, nice steal by Maynard.
Maynard's got the ball. He's running down. He takes it in. I think we might have a charge there.
I don't know. I think they're going to call that are they going to call that?
Yeah. Here, they gave him a charge. They had that solid fist in the air because that bat.
You don't drop your shoulder when you're going in on basketball. That's my one piece of advice for Maynard today is don't drop your shoulder when you're rolling in for the layup.
Yeah, when you do that, they're going to get you on that charge every time. Nice bounce pass in, picked up by Denrick. Denrick back out to Ben Enlow. Enlow.
Oh, and traveling being called on that one as Enlow put up a shot. And Evan Wilson or Edwin Gunderson had the rebound, and there was a little bit of extra contact on the way down, but they're going to call it traveling. So throw in for the Raiders. Ben Enlow's got the ball. He finds Cappuccino on the right-hand side. Cappuccino's got some defending issues, but he's able to get back out a little bit. Maynard guarding him tightly. Remolino's got the ball. He passes it in to Danrick. Danrick back out to Remolino on the left-hand side of three-point perimeter. Cross the court pass to Cappuccino. And Cappuccino passed it back to, I believe that was Earnshaw or Remolino, and so there was a lot of action happening right there, and a timeout was called by the coach for Dutch Harbor.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they were getting tired there, but their ball handling skills definitely got sloppy there in the last 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So that ball was almost stripped and rolled out of there. Good thing the coach called a timeout as it was, otherwise I think Eagles would have the ball in another easy score. But we're tied up, folks. We're 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go in this game. The score is tied at 39 apiece. And it's exciting. It's hard to call. It's fast break and moving stuff here.
Fast
and
basketball.
Really moving quick on the court here, these boys are. So it's a fun game. Come on down and watch. These guys are working hard. All right, the Eagles are back on the floor. The Raiders are coming down. Looks like they're going to have side in at the midcourt span there.
Yeah, it's funny to watch Coach Poge and Jeremiah Wilson explain to Maynard that you don't drop your shoulder down when you're driving. It took that time out to explain. That was a good one. All right, Cappuccino's got the ball. He shakes his two defenders, gets down into the lane where Danrick gets the ball for the pass, and as he passes it in, it gets tipped off one of the hands of the Raiders and out of bounds.
Looks like Evans got a little hand on it first, and it went over off of one of the Raiders and out of bounds, and Maynard's bringing the ball up.
All right, Maynard's got the ball for the Eagles there in their territory. He passes out to Dylan Roeder. Dylan Roeder gets it back to Maynard, and Maynard dribbling the ball. Breaks down to lane, gets the ball stripped by Cappuccino as he went for a shot, and Maynard somehow ends up with the ball again and brings it back outside the three-point perimeter to try that one more time. Passes it back to Edwin Gunderson. Edwin's got the ball. He's trying to find an opening with his defender. Finds it, takes a jump shot from three-point territory, barely doesn't make it in, but rebound by Ben Enlow. Enlow finds Danrick, who gets it to Earnshaw, and Earnshaw's going to turn on the gas. He drives down. He's got a wide-open lane, but he runs into two defenders, so he pulls it out and... passes to Cappuccino. Cappuccino finds Remolino. Remolino to Enlow. Enlow back to Remolino. Finds Danrick. Danrick passes to Enlow on the left-hand side, who does a cross-court pass to Cappuccino for a three-point shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by Danrick. Danrick isn't able to get it in either, and Joel Roeder gets the ball that time, and the ball ends up in the hands of Maynard, We got some substitutions getting ready to come in here, so we're going to see how it happens. Three big players are coming in for each team, so this will be exciting. Evan Wilson's got the ball. He tries to work his way past Danrick. Can't quite make it happen, so he passes to Jalen Roeder. Jalen Roeder puts up a shot, doesn't make it in himself. It gets rebounded by the Raiders, and Cappuccino puts up a shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Earnshaw, and he brings it outside using his speed. He finds Remolino, who finds Ben Enloe. Ben Enloe, Cappuccino on the top of the key. He finds it over to Earnshaw on the right-hand side. Takes a three-point shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Jalen Roeder. Maynard now has the ball once again. He drives it down fast. He's got four Raiders in front of him. He puts up a jump shot, doesn't make it in. Rebound by Ben Enloe. Enloe finds Remolino, who gets it over to Cappuccino. Cappuccino passes to Earnshaw on the left-hand side of the three-point perimeter. We've just got 5 minutes left to go in the game here. The score is 39-39. Cappuccino with the ball. He gets it to Earnshaw. Earnshaw brings it in to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Doesn't make it in. Rebound's going to be by Maynard. And Maynard's going to move very quickly back down again. Whew. But he'll slow up for 1 second just to let the plays gather.
I think he's going to slow up just to let you catch your breath. But it looks like we got a timeout on the side of the Eagles. Maynard brought the ball up. Was able to walk around a bit, get a little break in the action. Got a timeout. We're going to have some substitutions coming in. But, you know, there's just a sign. You had some leaders off of both teams sitting on the bench getting a little rest there, maybe saving out some foul trouble. And so you had young players working that ball towards the basket and just not taking quite that last half a second to get a good look and let it finger roll in.
Lots of shots that weren't made on that last series of plays, but lots of speed, too.
Lots of speed and a lot of push shots, a lot of rush shots. It's like, you know, pass it one more time, get that fourth pass in there, and that ball will almost always open up and drop. It's really hard to get kids to remember that. You know, sometimes they like to pass it once and twice and maybe three times. But if you can get that ball moving almost five times, you're just about guaranteed that the fifth person gets the ball is going to have a clean look at the basket.
Yep. And there was lots of great passing going around there. It's very exciting to watch. Both these teams have a real good control of the ball. So we'll see what happens here. We just got 4 minutes and 28 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. So this game is coming close to the end. The score is tied 39-39. And the throw-in will be for the Eagles. So Edwin Gunnarsson throws to Matthew Bravo. Matthew Bravo is back in. Alex Gilbert is back in. And Ross Enloe is back in as well. So we've got some good players over here that just substituted back in. Tightly guarded Remolino. Remolino is able to put some really tight guarding on Matthew Bravo, and he's not able to make his way forward. So that's a three-second violation, I believe, is what you call that one, where he wasn't able to move forward. All right, so the throw-in for the Raiders. Cappuccino's got the ball. He pulls up and finds Remolino, who drives down the line. He dishes out to Earnshaw. Earnshaw tries to pass into Ben Enloe on the baseline, but he isn't quite able to hold on to him. We've got a fight for the ball between him and Matthew Bravo. And Matthew is as that fight by Ben and Matthew for the ball, we're going to have a quick timeout.
Hey, we got a ref's timeout there.
Ben kind of fell, looked like on his leg a little bit, a little funny, so he's just going to go and walk that one off really fast and stretch it out.
Yeah, it looks like when he came down, there was no push by anybody else, but looks like he got his leg twisted up again, and he came down hard. So Matthew is having a tough time getting untangled from him. So
nothing too serious. He's just going to walk it off right now. And
ball's back in play.
Cappuccino's got it. And he's got three defenders all around him. And, a little bit of a reach there by Alex Gilbert as he was going for the ball. Ooh, Cappuccino fell to his knees there, and Alex Gilbert reached in and over. So that's a foul.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to wear down these Raiders just by being overly aggressive. Oh, a little slip up there. Matthew Bravo's got an easy walk to the basket. We got 2 points coming up there. Just off the front of his foot there. I think that was off of number 21.
Yep. And the Raiders got the ball again, though. They're going to try and move quickly. Cappuccino finds Earnshaw. Earnshaw brings it to the top of the three-point line where he finds Cappuccino again. Cappuccino passes it back to Earnshaw, who drives in, puts up a shot, isn't quite able to make it in. But there was Earnshaw flying through for the rebound. And, so we're going to have a foul on the Eagles in that rebound attempt. All right, 33, Earnshaw for the Raiders will throw it in. He calls the play into action. And as he passes Cappuccino and Maynard tried to tip it off there, and he almost got it too, but it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he had to play it off the visiting coach's head there in order to keep it in bounds. I don't think that was going to happen.
That doesn't fly for the coach. All right, Cappuccino gets to the free throw line, dishes out to Earnshaw for a three-point shot, doesn't make it in, and rebound. What a between-the-legs save by number 31, Stromer. That was a beautiful play, but it goes to the hands of the Eagles. Alex Gilbert puts up a three-point attempt. Oh, doesn't quite make it in. Jordan Roeder with the rebound. He finds Maynard on the left-hand side of the three-point line. Maynard puts up a floating jumper, doesn't make it in, but Alex Gilbert got the rebound, put up a shot, and scores. Doesn't score, but gets the foul. So he'll go to the free-throw line for two attempts.
It looks like that foul is on number, number 33. He just came in, so I didn't see who it was.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. But we're at 41-39.
3 minutes left to go, and Alex Gilbert makes it 42-39 with his first free throw attempt.
Nice jump there. Alex, just a nice real control there. Looks like Danrick is going to come on the floor there for the Raiders. Here we go. Alex has the ball. A couple bounces. Relax. Goes in. Puts up. Nice.
Nothing but net.
Nice arc to that. Great confidence as he went for that. So we're at 43-39. And here we are, folks. 3 minutes left to go. Nice dish off there to Earnshaw. Earnshaw's got the ball. He's working back hard. He's going to get a little help there from number 21, Remolino.
Picked out by the hands of Matthew Bravo as Remolino tried to pass it back to Earnshaw. Maynard ends up with the ball. He passes Alex Gilbert on the three-point line. He puts up a shot, and he's going to get called for traveling. One too many hops there.
One too many hops. He's getting too excited. Got the ball. Wanted to go for that rack, and too many defenders to dribble through him, so he's just going to put it in the air. You just got to get one more bounce.
Yep. So the Raiders will take the ball back. Cappertino shakes past Maynard. He dishes out to Remolino, who finds Ross Enlow underneath, and as he was trying to drive it forward to pass up to Danrick, he travels, so it'll be a turnover for the Eagles. Matthew Bravo will take the ball in.
Here we go. Matthew's got the ball. He's bringing it up the center court. He's just now got it over the line over there to Alex. Alex brings the ball up to the top. Maynard's got the ball. Almost got it stripped away.
Oh. And over-under, as Maynard was trying to dribble past his defender, he brought the ball up and over, so that's going to be a little technical violation and a turnover into the hands of the Raiders. Oh, and Maynard put his hand in there to try to steal from Cappertino. I think that's going to be a foul on him.
Yep. That brings us up to number four on the Eagles. We got seven on the Raiders. So,
they were able to control their fouling here in the fourth quarter, which was crucial.
Yeah, they backed off a little bit on their aggressiveness. They got the ball, but they're down by 4 points, and here we are.
Cappertino drives past his defenders, brings it to the free throw line, dishes down to Danrick, who puts up a nice little shot off the glass.
Hard to miss on that one. He just got there in the low post and able to muscle his way up to the top there. Matthew Bravo's got the ball, gives it over to Jolin. Jolin gives it to Maynard. Maynard takes the top, drives off the top of the key, gives it over to Edwin Gunderson. Edwin's got the ball. He bounces down. He makes it up, goes for the basket, gets fouled in the way as he comes charging through. Two defenders there. I think might have been Danrick picked up the foul there, and Edwin Gunderson will go to the line to shoot two.
Oh, man, Edwin really had some tight defense to shake there, and he just plowed his way through. So he'll take a chance for two shots. That one does not make it in.
Yeah, looked like he wasn't going to have a good clean shot at the basket. He might as well go into the defenders and draw that foul, which is what he did. So let's see if he can score on the second opportunity. He's got the ball. Great big arc, but off the front of the rim, so not quite as settled down as he'd like it. We're still at 43-41, just a two-point game.
Oh, and as Earnshaw threw it all the way across the other side of the court to Cappertino, it goes off of his hands and out of bounds. So that'll be a throw-in. Jolin Roeder throws it into Matthew Bravo for the Eagles. Matthew finds Edwin on the right-hand side, puts up a big three-point shot, doesn't make it in. Jolin Roeder trying to get the rebound, but ends up in the hands of Cappertino, who gets over Remolino. Remolino pulls it back, finds Cappertino on top of the three-point line. He puts up a shot, doesn't make it in, and rebounds off of Edwin Gunderson. Oh, will go into the Eagles' hands as it went off the hands of the Raiders.
It's a little over 1 minute to go, and I hope the Eagles don't slow down here. They're kind of taking it a lackadaisical, pulling up on those long outside shoots instead of trying to get working into the basket. So Matthew's being tied up there. He's had a little heart problem. He threw the ball into Jolin Roeder, goes out of bounds, and looks like it was last touched by Alex and picked up by Mr. Enlow there.
Oh, this is a tight game. Just 2 points separating the two teams, and the Raiders got the ball with 1 minute and 8 seconds left to go, and Cappertino brings it in. He finds Remolino on the left-hand side, who drives down to the lane, puts up a layup, and we're going to have an over-the-back being called on Ross Enlow. Yeah, over-the-top being called on Ross Enlow as he went for that rebound. Just really flew in there very aggressively, wanted that ball, and so that'll be that's going to be some shots coming up here for the Eagles as there are now 9 fouls.
Yeah, and I think that was 5 fouls for Ross, and he's out. I just saw the ref working with the coach there, and Ross is out. So that's that for that, and it's unfortunate. But, boy, he played all the way down to the last minute. Looks like we're going to have a couple of shots here. Looks like Alex
Alex Gilbert's going to go to the foul line. Got a couple opportunities. Got a minute and 2 seconds left. They're ahead by 2 points. Alex has the ball. It'll
they need
slow
to make
down
this a four-point game.
They sure do. Alex has the ball. He sets. He's up. Nice.
That one goes in. He'll get one more, Alex. Go back to the line.
Alex sure likes to go down to that other end of the court there, doesn't he?
He's got some legs on him. He can move fast.
He does. He likes to get down to that other end of the basket and start the defense. But he's got another one shot here. Setsy's up. Nice.
Nice. Makes it a four-point game with 1 minute left to go here in the fourth quarter. And Owens will turn around there. Earnshaw has the ball, and he passes it. And Matthew Bravo is waiting for it. Nice layup by Matthew Bravo. That makes it a six-point game with less than a minute to go here. And the Raiders are going to have to move fast. Cappuccino drives it down. He finds Remolino, who drives in, finds Danrick. Danrick surrounded by defenders, but he's able to get to Earnshaw. No, that's Schromer. Schromer puts up a shot. Nice play. Nice passing by Danrick. Nice play by Schromer. Oh, and Schromer gets Matthew Bravo in some trouble. He's able to get it over to Edwin Gunderson. Tight defense being played here. And a timeout will be called by Troy Poge. Edwin Gunderson was right on the half-court line there. He was tightly defended by the Raiders. And there was no help coming to him. So good timeout being called by Coach Poge there.
Absolutely. You know, and as much as the Eagles want to win, the Raiders want to win too. And these boys aren't letting up. They've got the pedal down. They've got a couple guys out on foul trouble. But the young fellas are just sitting in here and working hard. It's only a 4-4 game. We've got 30.1 seconds left. A lot can happen if the boys get a lucky break. Not working against the Sandpoint Eagles. But this game is still up for grabs. It's just a 4-point separation here at 47-43 at 30.1 seconds to go. The only real advantage I see is that the Eagles have the benefit of the Raiders being in the foul trouble with 9 fouls to the Eagles 5. So here we go. The ball is getting ready to come back in. It's going to be side out the Eagles. And it looks like Edwin's going to be throwing the ball in.
Yep, Edwin throws the ball to Matthew Bravo. Oh, and he's going to be fouled immediately by Remolino. And that's going to be the strategy coming up here for the Raiders, as they're going to need to get possession of the ball in order to score some points. So we're going to see a lot of fouling coming up here quickly. Matthew Bravo is the guy you want at the line for the Eagles.
Absolutely. It's not the one that I would want to be fouling, but he had the ball in his hand. So here he goes. He's up for the first one, and it does a holiday roll around and finally falls down. That one went off the front, off the back, and off the left side. It had everything but all 4 points to the compass. So.
Yep.
Matthew's got the ball. He bends, he sets, and he goes. And that one has a nice roll, nothing but net rolling on the end. Here come the Raiders. They're working hard. They're going to pass the ball. They got to pass Maynard. Maynard got the ball. He got it in the corner there, number 11.
Oh, Danrick
to Danrick. Danrick got the shot. He puts it up, and we're 43-49 with 16 seconds left to go. Here we go. Side out. The Eagles are trying to get the ball in. They're heavily covered and fouled. Just as soon as they got the ball in, that was Remolino that got the foul on that one. They kept the clock running. I don't know why they didn't stop the clock here, but they finally got the clock stopped before. Let's see if they run some time back on. I'm not sure that they will.
Oh, they'll run some time back on that one. That was going for a little too long there. The referee is going to help them decide where to start that one back in. I think that Principal Lindquist was watching the clock when it happened, so he's telling them 13 minutes back on the clock now. 13 seconds now.
Yeah,
back
we're
on the clock.
Well, 13 minutes. We'll be all finding out who's been drinking their Gatorade tonight.
Yep.
Looks like Alex is going to get a chance to go to the line there. We got 14 seconds left when the infraction happened. Alex is going to the line there. Looks like he's got an opportunity.
And it's only 4 points separating the two teams. They're going to need this one. Doesn't make it in, but he'll get a guaranteed second attempt, as that is 10 fouls for the Raiders. And there's going to be one more timeout called by Coach Russell for the Raiders. He's got a plan. He's pulling out the clipboard. He's got an idea.
Yeah, he does. I'm not sure that Alex had great that ball was all the way down past the rim before it magically hit the bottom of the net and bounced right off the top. So I'm sure Alex was just as surprised as we were that it didn't go in and score. But out it came. It doesn't count until it goes to the bottom of that net. So here we go. We're going to get lined up. The Eagles are coming back on the court. Looks like Alex is going to be set up. It looks like Matthew and Maynard are going to go work down the backcourt just for that quick breakaway. So they got some defense in position there trying to hold these Raiders down. Score is 49-45 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Alex has the ball. A couple of short dribbles here.
This would really help make it a more difficult opportunity. Oh, and a lane violation. Yep, I think Alex moved too quickly.
The ball doesn't. The ball went in, but the point's not going to count. So we're still at 49-45. We got 14 seconds left to go. I'm not sure how they added one more point there, but here we go.
All right, and the shot goes up by Cappuccino, rebounded by Matthew Bravo, and instead of a foul, that's going to be a tip out off the Raiders, off the hands of Matthew, off the hands of Remolino. And Edwin Gunnarsson will throw the ball in. He finds Jolan Roeder. Jolan's able to get to Matthew Bravo. Matthew Bravo runs as quick as he can to try to avoid the fouling, but I believe that was Earnshaw, who literally grabbed onto his jersey as he almost escaped, but he was able just to get his hands on there and pulled back and got the foul.
He was working hard not to make sure there was an injury, but he wanted to definitely get the foul in there, so he got all the jersey there. Good thing it wasn't football in the breakaway, but here's Matthew. He's got the set. Got the ball up in the air, rolls out the front.
Oh, another one of those rolling all around.
He sure likes to keep us nervous, doesn't he? That one hits the front, rolls up the glass, bounces back in, rolls around the back iron, and then comes back in. Matthew's got the ball a couple of bounces. Nice arc. Just like the last free throws he did, rolls right on in for a great shot. Here comes the ball. We're coming down to the final 10 cents.
Oh,
and that's the
there's
game.
The buzzer, and that will be two more points. That one will count by Cappuccino. He got one in. But just not quite enough there. Final score, 51-47 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles.
Great game all the way around.
Yep.
You know, as we said before, there's a lot of youth on both teams, but it looks like a little bit more experience with the Eagles in playing time. But the boys from Unalaska did themselves proud. The final score, 51-47, not much different. A couple of key foul positions there and trouble there, but... Nice job done by everybody. Of course, the bigger challenge will be for the Unalaska Raiders as they get to sleep in a foreign place tonight, and then they have all day tomorrow to kind of hang out. The Eagles will be in class, and they'll be going through a normal routine. So hopefully the Raider boys won't get too far out of sorts, and they'll have maybe they'll even get the chance to go to the pool and relax a little bit tomorrow.
There you go. Stretch it out. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, there will be – two more games in this series tomorrow at 8 p.m. There will be another game, and we will be broadcasting it live here in Sandpoint. And then on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., there will again be another game. So, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, and then 11 a.m. Saturday. So make sure to tune in right here for more great action. We got two wonderful teams who are very well matched. I'm looking forward to see what happens tomorrow.
Yep, it's going to be a great show out here and lots of time to come on down. It's going to be a fun series to watch here. Of course, it's always nice to see the boys pick up a win on this floor, especially after that last one against King Cove. That was such a heartbreaking loss there for the boys, for the Eagles there. But great game put on there by the T-Jacks there. So a nice shout-out to them. Not sure who they're playing this weekend, but hope they're doing a good job of it.
Yep.
Nice to see the boys in the region. Hey, a little shout-out there to David Bravo. I understand he won the regional spelling bee today, so David has punched his ticket to go to the state spelling bee in Anchorage. I don't know when that is, but nice little shout-out there. Way to go, David.
Good job,
David. To pay attention on those spelling rules. I'm sure that your teaching staff here has a lot to be proud of.
Yep, and thanks to Microsoft Word, I'm a great speller now. When I was David's age, though, that was not necessarily the case.
Well, I could be, but I just don't know which word I'm supposed to be spelling.
All right. Well, that does it here in Sandpoint Stadium. We are going to send it right back to you, Virgil.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for covering the live play-by-play. Can I get that score one more time, gentlemen?
51-47 is the final score here.